Good morning, everybody. Good to see everybody, and it's good to be seen. Happy morning to all those who are at home. It's good to see you guys. I know it's been, 2021 has been pretty cool, interesting, so to speak. 2020 kind of ended, but there's some things I've been thinking about, with hearing all the news and seeing all the events going on and what's going on in the world. And I started to ask the question to myself is, where's the truth? Truth, it seems like it's been missing. It's been missing in action. It's been suppressed on purpose. It's been, not there. So I kind of took upon myself to do a little study on truth and what it is. And I found a couple things that I've kind of narrowed it down because just for the sake of time. And this is what I found out about truth. Truth is always true despite how we feel. Truth can be viewed as harsh because there is no room for compromise or negotiation. Truth causes you to examine yourself and hold self accountable. Truth is not based on how we feel or what culture says at any given moment. Truth is rooted in Jesus. If you built your life on opinions or culture trends, it does not last. But when you built on truth, it lasts. It's solid. You can see that in Matthew 7, 24 through 29, where it talks about the wise and foolish builder. You built your life on what people think, what culture trends, or how you may feel, or what it's cool right now. It's not when that storm comes, because it's going to come, it's not going to last. It's going to hold, but I should have told you guys this in the beginning. If you can, turn to Psalms 25, 4 through 7. I will close that out in a prayer. I forgot to tell you guys that. Sorry about that. But the truth of wise food been on. But also, truth means we have fellowship with God. In 1 John 1, 5 through 10 says, this is the message we have heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light. And there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth, but if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we claim to have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts. That means we have fellowship with God. Truth is anything that agrees with God in what he says and created. Truth teaches you that life is not about me, but about trusting God and treating others with genuine humility. Truth is used as a foundation to help others, not to gain power over people or control people. We've seen a lot of examples of that lately. Also, don't listen to the lies. All it does is imprisons you and locks you in a cycle. All lies do is lock you in imprisons you and locks you in a cycle of shame and cover-ups and isolation. We saw that on January 6th, where people would just believe the conspiracy and the cycles of lies and just, bam, they just did what they did because they believed lies. Lies will tell you truth holds you back, that it's oppressive. You saw that with Adam and Eve. When Satan came to them and told them, hey, did God really say you not to eat that tree? He's trying to hold you back from truly what's going on. But you saw how hard they fell. But the most important and I think amazing thing I found out about truth is that truth is anything or anyone constant with the original. And you see that in John 1:1-2. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Truth is not just a what, but a who, and it has a name and a face. And he walked this earth. His name is Jesus. And, John 14:6, it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus' life, his walk, his devotion, sacrifice, was filtered and centered around truth. He faced the same lies we face today, the same conspiracy also he faced today. You know, you saw it in the temptation of Christ in Matthew 4, where, you know, Satan would say, I give you this, I give you that, and he didn't fall for it. And in John 8, when he was talking to the group in Israel, when Jesus told them, if you truly were the children of Abraham, you would follow his example instead of trying to kill me, because I told you the truth. Jesus didn't listen to the lies or the conspiracy theories. If he did, the world probably would be more chaotic than it is now if he did. As we focus on the cross today, you know, let's really focus on that. We should have the same attitude as Christ. You know, it says in Philippians 2, let's not listen to the lies, but surround ourselves with the truth, and let's go to the scriptures and hear and do what God says, not man. As Paul reminds us in Philippians 4:8, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are a God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.